Today's criminal isn't necessarily smarter, savvier, but perhaps a lot more involved with social media. A police department in Connecticut, Torrington, Connecticut, says a fugitive has agreed to surrender to them if 15,000 people like his wanted poster on Facebook.
Oh, no.
Are you... Oh, what is
How wrong? 2019 is this?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Police say 29-year-old Jose Sims, who is believed to be somewhere in New York, has 7 arrest warrants and is being sought as a fugitive because he failed to show up for a court appearance. Sims contacted police through their Facebook page and agreed to turn himself in if a social post containing his poster gets 15,000 likes.
I'll like it. I'm not going to share it.
Negotiators tried to contact him and say, how about 10,000? I don't know if this is like Abraham negotiating with the Lord in the saving of Sodom and Gomorrah, or if this is just more like a hostage negotiation.
How many righteous people do you need? Yeah.
I mean, do you hear stories like these of some kid saying, hey, Wendy's, what will it take to get a lifetime supply of chicken nuggets? And they say 3 million retweets. But this is a whole new level.
That's crazy.
This is, wow, how far we've come. In
honestly, I hope that gets shared 100,000 times. And let's just get let's get this young man.
Let's get this guy arrested,
where
shall
he belongs.
We all got to do our part. Oh, gracious.
Fine. Frigid offices might be killing women's work productivity.
I believe it.
Weigh in, 715-396-1670, because I know, even in our office, a lot of times the guys might be like, yeah, it's comfortable.
And we're all like, it's so cold.
The women
here
are bundled up with shawls, parkas, and it's like, no,
blankets. We keep blankets at our desk.
Maybe it's cold outside.
Yeah, sometimes inside, right?
Yeah.
So it seems like for years in office settings, and I don't think our office is alone in this, the differences between men and women in terms of where temperature is set are quite
vast. One of the classic differences, yeah.
The great divide, which is why you might see ladies in the office in summer wearing hoodies or those ugly Christmas sweaters that you don't see any
Absolutely.
Other time.
Absolutely. And it's worse in the summer. I find that I'm always colder in office spaces in the summer than I am in the winter.
That's so confusing, right?
Well, because the air conditioning gets cranked, and then you're freezing. And because it's like 90 degrees outside, so you dress semi-summery. But no, I always leave wintry things out for when I'm going to be walking into an office that I know is frigid and cold.
But it never really occurred to me that it affected productivity.
This is interesting.
Absolutely.
It's a study from Germany. This new study confirms what many have suspected. Women don't just prefer warmer office temperatures so they can be comfortable. They actually work more productively in them, according to the study. Researchers in Germany found that when a room was warmer, women answered more questions on math and verbal tests and got more of them right. Mm-hmm. Now, part of me thinks maybe they're just better at math and communication skills. But a 1 degree increase in the room's temperature was associated with a nearly 2% increase in the number of math questions the women correctly answered and a 1% increase in their performance on the verbal task. The men did better at cooler temperatures, but their decrease in performance at warmer temperatures was not as great as women's gains.
Mm-hmm.
Do with that what you will.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, and I do believe it because, you know what, when I'm cold and I'm sitting and trying to work on something and I've got a jacket and maybe a blanket or, you know, whatever, I don't know. It's like you're burdened. You know what I mean? Just, I don't know.
The delightful differences between men and women, too, because, I mean, so many times you say, hey, I'm perfectly comfortable. You stay in our home and my wife is like
freezing
or too hot or what have you. So
I think for men and dads, right, it's shutting off the lights and then looking at that thermostat. And even I'd say in the last week or so, I've been like, the temperature's on 70. It's May.
Right?
I know, but it's so cold out.
Turn it down.
It's like, we can survive the night. It'll be warm in the morning. There are some questions in life that it's very difficult to answer. Some of these have been posed by the iconic Jerry Seinfeld. We relay them now to you. See if you can answer them. Questions which cannot be answered. Why doesn't glue stick to the inside of the bottle?
Good one. Why is the word abbreviation so long?
Is it possible to be totally partial?
I've wondered, what's another word for thesaurus?
If a book about failures doesn't sell, is it a success?
If a funeral procession is at night, do folks drive with their lights off?
Questions which can't be answered. When companies ship styrofoam, what do they pack it in?
If a stealth bomber crashes in a forest, is there a sound?
If a parsley farmer is sued, do they garnish his wages?
That's my favorite. Should vegetarians eat animal crackers?
Good question. Do cemetery workers prefer the graveyard shift?
Isn't it a bit unnerving that doctors call what they do practice?
Questions which can't be answered from Jerry Seinfeld and others. When you open a bag of cotton balls, is the top one meant to be thrown away?
Where do forest rangers go to get away from it all?
Why isn't there mouse-flavored cat food?
Ew!
It's a great question.
Yeah.
Questions which can't be answered. Why do they lock gas station bathrooms? Are they afraid someone will clean them?
If a turtle does not have a shell, is he homeless or is he naked?
I'm still loving the question about gas station bathrooms. Why don't you ever see the headline, Psychic Wins Lottery?
Why is a boxing ring a square?
I really want to know this one. Why is lemon juice made with artificial flavor and dishwashing liquid made with real lemons?
Yes.
And finally, why is the time of day with the slowest traffic called rush hour?
Questions which can't be answered here on the Wib Wake Up Show.
I have to say, coming away from an airport over the weekend, I've heard comedians talk about this, like, it's just a little unnerving that you have to go to a terminal before you go up
right.
in the air, right? That's a little unsettling. So I was just traveling, coming to and from Houston last week into the weekend, and I was charging my phone at an airport, and now I guess we've got a story here on the Wib Wake Up Show that says, maybe not, huh?
Houston, we have a problem. You may not want to use some of those very convenient charging stations at airports.
Why?
Again, it's incredibly useful to be able to have a charging station. But an expert, Caleb Barlow, so you know he's trustworthy because of that name, vice president of X-Force Threat Intelligence at IBM Security, fairly reputable company.
He knows a thing or two.
He says plugging into USB power charging stations in the airport may come with a cost you cannot see. He says these stations can actually be modified by cyber criminals to install malware on your phone or download information without your knowledge or consent.
Wow.
Seriously.
Mr. Barlow said these ports could act like a passageway from your device to the charging station.
Can I go back to the Houston airport and undo the charging I did?
Right. Well, again, it's not the airport's fault. I mean, they're just trying to have something useful, but those cyber criminals. Yahoo's always coming up with new ways to steal our information.
I see what you did there.
Right.
Yeah.
Am I the only one? I don't know a lot about, like, skimmers, but, like, when I'm at the gas station or the ATM, I kind of, like, run my finger around just to make sure that there isn't something there, too, like, just in case.
Absolutely.
So.
What do you mean by that?
Well, because
I know that's questionable, but what do you run your finger
just
over?
Just make sure there's not, like, a little piece of plastic or something sticking out of there, like a skimmer, like somebody put something in there to see it.
Yeah. So I sort of skim my fingers along it, too, just to make sure. Not that my thumb and forefinger are really any great indicator if there's a cyber threat to my car that might actually steal the data, but it makes me feel a little more secure.
You never know.
It's kind of like when you strap something down and you pat the straps and say, that's not going anywhere. It's just...
I knew that they could steal. I mean, I've heard about that in terms of your credit card at a pump, but I didn't realize how they did it.
Yeah, they put something into that credit card slot and it swipes your information away from you. They come back and get it
And you
later.
Can detect it if you have fingers like Caleb's.
Likes to think so.
Yeah.
Hey, the charger things, though, like, they even have those stations at the mall.
Yeah.
So it's not just airports. They're popping up everywhere.
So, again, hopefully forewarned, forearmed, and we haven't given any additional ideas to budding cyber criminals.
Hey, earlier this morning we were talking about movies, and I just want to give a heads up because there was a movie shot here a couple of years ago, The Lumber Baron, 2017, and then they did some things in the winter, and screenplay written by our own Kieran Hurd, and so she's from Fall Creek, and lo and behold, this weekend it's going to be at the Mycon Eau Claire downtown.
Okay.
Mycon downtown.
Already.
Friday night at 8 o'clock, and then I was checking it out. Saturday and Sunday, it'll be at both 3 in the afternoon and 8 o'clock. So
if
you want to check that out, our family was involved
to local.
Some degree. So, yeah.
Halvel may make a cameo, right?
There you go. Look for me somewhere. One of the lumber... Jack.
Hey, this is Caleb from the Wib Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.